So let's go straight to the Adelaide Airport, where the Bulldogs are about to jump on a plane and head home, and we can speak to their experienced Premiership defender, Dale Morris. So, Dale, appreciate your time after such a tough night. Obviously, it was we heard the emotion in the coach's voice last night. How's it feel this morning?
Yeah, no, it was... well, thanks for having me first, but, yeah, very tough night at the office. Take nothing away from Adelaide, a very good team, and a team that if you give them momentum at their home ground, they're very hard to stop. So, you know, it's very disappointed.
What was the most disappointing part? I mean, because your first half, well, you could easily have been in front at half time if you'd kicked straighter. You'd certainly had plenty of effort and energy in that first half, and then it obviously, as you said, the Crows got away.
Yeah, I think the most disappointing thing is, you know, the second half. The first half were able to match it with Adelaide and go with them, and the drop off in the second half was the most disappointing thing. And credit to Adelaide, they lifted their game. The pressure was fantastic, able to take some critical marks, and we just couldn't stick with them.
Listening to the coach, and it's probably seen this way for a little while, he's searching for answers. On the bigger picture, are you the same?
Yeah, no, we're still searching for answers. As you see last night with the game, that things can look good in the first half, and just that drop off in the second half was the concern. So we will review the game as we always do, and look for answers and look for ways to really get our game back on.
Dale, it's Mark Robinson here. The coach touched on speaking to the players after the game. He said words to the effect, you know, I just asked them what's going on. That meeting straight after the game, when it's the coach and the players, how soul-searching was that period last night?
Yeah, it's probably the hardest time after a game, because everything is so raw to come off the way we did. And I think those sorts of questions need to be asked. And even if the guys can't answer it then and there, it's just for them to be thinking about it and working it out themselves. So then during the week, they've got something that they can reflect on and work towards for the following week. So, you know, the drop off was unacceptable, and we as a group and as a team and as a club need to look at it, address it, review it, and get better.
Just take us to those moments if you can. Did Bevo drive it with questions? Did he ask the players, both senior and you know, first year, second year players, to speak? What was the what was the communication in there?
Yeah, I think those, like I said before, those meetings are very, very intense and very raw after the game. And sometimes it's really hard to think clearly because you're still caught in the game and you're still the emotion of it. And to clearly understand what exactly has happened as a player can be tough sometimes. But Bevo and the coaches, you know, have every right to ask hard questions at the end of a game like that. And like I said, if the guys can't answer it because they are still caught up in the game and they don't have that clarity of hindsight to review the game themselves, it gets them thinking about it and gets their minds focused on improving and working out what happened.
Dale, is it a matter of, I imagine, over the last few weeks, the coaches looking for answers? You would like answers from the coach itself. Going forward, what are one or two things that as a team you need to change to get the ship back on its path?
Yeah, it's a very good question. We're all frustrated. We all want to fix it. We're all working toward that together. And I think the one thing that you can control, and it doesn't take any skill, it doesn't take any training or anything, it's the intensity and work rate in a game. How even the competition is now, you need to be able to work hard and work harder than the opposition to give yourself a chance. So that is something that you can control. It's not a skill, it's a will. So we need to just, you know, strip it back and get that right to keep you in the game. I think if you look at the first half, the guys working very hard getting to contest, and in the second half we just it wasn't the same as the first.
Dale, I think most neutral observers right now had sort of flipped and flopped a little bit about, gee, can the Dogs get it going again? Are they a bit off? We think they are. I think most would agree now that you are off the pace right at the minute. Was there a point, though, over the last 6 or 8 weeks that for you as an experienced senior player saw something or was a part of something at training or within games that you thought, gee, we're not quite on this year? Or we're struggling, or we're not at the level that we actually need to be at.
I think as the season rolled on, you could see that there were moments in games, and even the games that we won, I don't think we have put a full game together all year, which was frustrating. And I think there was a bit of the guys and everyone was thinking it'll quit soon, but it hasn't. And not yet. And you look at the season and the competition, how even it is, anything is possible for this last part of the year. And we need to sit down and review the game, but then still just apply ourselves for the rest of the season, because anything is possible. It is very, very even. And it's not just one thing that we need to fix and work on. There's a whole heap of things that we need to look at and improve on, but anything can happen.
Dale, excuse me, Moons here, mate. Just when we talk about teams, and teams obviously coming off a premiership, and when things aren't going quite well, we talk about the honesty sessions, players sitting down as a group, the senior players taking it, coaches out, staff out, just the players, and it's just an open session of what's going on, what's everyone thinking. Is that something that this group has had, or do you think it is something this group needs to have?
No, that's the leading team's sort of approach. We haven't gone down that path, but in saying that, we still have experienced guys that give the feedback, and even the younger guys there and that middle tier guys that are giving feedback. But I guess you can always deal with more. So everyone needs to step up, and everyone needs to look at themselves as well in the same process. But feedback and honest feedback is the best way to improve.
What about conversations with JJ, Dale? Are you speaking to him individually, just how he can handle certain things? Is he coming to you? Is it a discussion that is happening inside the footy club, or is it just how's he handling it, and how are you handling it with him?
Yeah, we're all there to support him and to help him. And he reaches out to people for them to help. The coaches are helping, the players are helping. We're all there helping each other, and he's, copping a lot of attention since that Sydney game, and he's working his own way through it because it's the first time that he's had this sort of attention too, so it's new for him. And he's working his way through, but it's all about supporting him, and that's exactly what we do, with not just him, but everyone on the list.
There was a sense of magic about what you achieved last year, and that is not to denigrate at all the actual football you played, but there was something extra about it. It was an extraordinary victory. Is it simply too hard to replicate that again? Is that just expecting too much?
Oh, I don't think it's too hard to replicate. I mean, it's in this group. I know it's in this group. We've seen it last year with this group. There hasn't been much of a change, so it's there. You don't lose talent overnight. It's the application to the game is the thing that the guys need to look at, and we all need to look at.
But so, what about that other aspect, that spiritual side, for want of a better term?
That's there. That's there. The belief in each other, it gets tested at times with the way that we're playing and not getting the results, but it's still there. It's all still there. We just need to find it and capture it and go with it.
Do you put any weight, Dale, to the commentary? It's only commentary, so it's not fact, but the commentary that maybe the team got a little bit too content with what happened last year?
I don't buy into that. The way the guys came back was in a good way. I don't think there's anyone that's content with what they've done, and if they are, then and we see that, then they get the feedback that they require. I don't think that's a concern.
What about structurally and tactically? I mean, Bevo's talked about it, the fact that, you know, you probably got the jump in a few areas last year. And with your defence, you're undersized, and that was on display again last night, and he even talked about it. Have they become a really big obstacle for you?
Oh, I think with the competition being how we played last year, and we've been, the oppositions have done their study and their homework on us, and so they should, and we do the same thing with them. And tactically and strategically and stuff, we're still trying to implement some things in our game. It's just not working at the minute. But we know it can work. So there's the belief in what we're doing. It's just executing.
Dale, we know you've got limited time. You're about to jump on a plane, so we'll leave it there. But thank you very much. We genuinely appreciate, and I'm sure your supporters do, to hear from a leader after last night. And best of luck in turning it all around.
No worries. Thanks
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Dale Morris joining us here on Crunch Time.